Hello and welcome. My name is Malika Vijayapura and I welcome you to today's episode of the podcast. I want to call this episode, Is Culture the Key? So I think a lot of us are in the same boat. We're aware of the deeply rooted issues in society. I mean, there's racism, sexism, homophobia, greed, violence, climate change, the list goes on. I constantly grapple with the question, so what do we do and what can I personally do? As young people, many of us feel a responsibility to help change these social issues, but it can honestly feel like the weight of the world is on our shoulders, especially with the amount of barriers we can face in attempting to make these changes. So I want to pose the question, could culture be the missing piece to the puzzle of sustainable change? I ask this because sustainable change does seem like a really difficult puzzle that generations before us have been trying to put together. It's like one of those 1,000-piece puzzles of an image where most of the pieces are the same color. It just seems impossible. And what I've observed is that every generation takes a crack at it and tries to put the pieces together. We tend to ignore the parts of the puzzle that the previous generations put together. We kind of start from scratch in our own corner. So instead, I want to do the opposite and actually build on the progress that has already been made in the Canadian context. And I want to do this by focusing on the influential Canadian figure, Leonard Braithwaite. If you don't know of him, according to Matthew Petrie, Leonard Braithwaite was a World War II veteran, a lawyer, a politician, and a significant presence in Canadian history. He was able to influence changes in segregated schools and in racist practices in the courtroom. Braithwaite is a great example of how certain spaces have specific subcultures within them and that can be intolerant, and how this can be changed through simultaneous institutional and cultural change. When wanting to join the Royal Canadian Armed Forces, Braithwaite was turned down multiple times due to white supremacist internalized culture. In an interview, Braithwaite explains his experiences at the RCAP recruiting station. Let's take a listen.
And the first time the recruiting officer just said, no, sorry, we don't take you people. But in any event, the first time he turned me down, I was determined, and I used to take the streetcar over to Bay Street and take the Bay car down to Wellington, get off and go in there once a month. I all through 1942.
It was not until a racialized officer took over that Braithwaite was able to finally join. Braithwaite's experiences show institutional and cultural factors at play here. Not allowing black people into the force at the time was an institutional barrier. The recording officer saying, we don't take you people, is an example of the officer's internalization of the racist culture in the force. The fact that Braithwaite eventually got in shows that it's possible to make exceptions to legislation if there's constant pressure applied against it. His presence led to eventual institutional change, allowing more racialized people into the force. It also created cultural change because his presence helped change the stigma and internalized racism that many in the force held. Representation really matters. Representation matters especially in Shireen Razak's concept of spatialized justice. Spatialized justice explains the relationship between space and identity, and how in some spaces, some are deemed deserving of full personhood, while others aren't. This is true in Braithwaite's case because at the time, black people were spatialized through geographical separation, as well as institutional separation to segregate black people from white people. Braithwaite proved the overstepping of spatialized expectations is possible and brings with it institutional and cultural change. The same can be said for when Braithwaite became part of Queen's Park, and as Petrie notes, as the first black person elected to Parliament, which is a huge accomplishment, and this is also another occasion in which he defied spatialized expectations. He defied the institutional exclusion of racialized people in decision-making positions when he was elected, which was an institutional change. But being the first in all of these historically white-dominated spaces doesn't come without backlash. On one publicized occasion, Braithwaite was targeted by members of the opposition with racist heckling. Jamie Bradburn explains that Braithwaite was questioning the transport minister about difficulties that municipalities were having in prohibiting ice cream trucks because of a loophole in the provincial statute, when a member of the opposition asked, vanilla or chocolate, playing at skin color. This comment was followed by another member asking, what about watermelons, playing on the stereotype against black people. A newspaper presented by Bradburn, written by James Lucan, showed that some held the sentiment that what was said was just for fun and that the comments did not mean anything. This is an important case because it shows us exactly what the pre-existing subculture in Queen's Park was prior to Braithwaite being elected. This case set a precedent in the culture because it was no longer acceptable to behave in that way. So circling back to our central questions of, could culture be the missing piece of the puzzle to sustainable change. I would say it really is. As Braithwaite has shown us, institutional changes have historically needed the accompaniment of cultural change for it to be sustainable. Today, the changes Braithwaite helped make are still our realities today, and I personally don't think these changes would be sustainable if people were not being held culturally and institutionally accountable. There's a lot to learn from Leonard Braithwaite apart from the importance of institutional and cultural change, which I want to leave you with. Perseverance, determination, and bravery are traits that he has shown are vital in our fight towards sustainable societal change. Let's keep building that puzzle and let's do it together. Thank you for tuning in, and until next time.